Hey everybody, it's Thursday, which means it's another episode of Naturally Unbothered. I'm Shari.
I'm Ebony.
I'm Tasha.
That was Willie.
Yeah.
Hey
y'all. Hey. Hey guests.
So hello.
We started off being petty already. We are so glad to have y'all on the show today.
Yes, thank you. So it's a girls' night only. So this podcast is going to be a little structured, but completely unruly, just completely, because these bitches that we got with us tonight are the elite of the bitches that we know. Like, we know some bitches, but these is the top-notch elite bitches, okay?
This is the creme de la creme of bitches.
That's right.
Creme.
Yes.
The creme de la creme.
So, ladies, let me get all up in y'all business real quick, real fast, because I see y'all making drinks and stuff, so I'm going to ask y'all in a minute what y'all over there creating and stuff. You know, y'all look like y'all concentrating.
You going to ask us in a minute, or you want us to start telling you? I can wait, or I can, you know, jump right in.
This is before or after the
shot? Right. All right, so... What is the last pettiest thing you did to your ex?
Ooh.
Oh, I haven't had an ex in so long.
I remember a story I can tell about Tasha.
to my most recent ex, as far as I'm concerned, when I left BHAM, Them coming in late or coming home with the dawn.
Mm-hmm.
I waited. I turned off all the lights. Well, he sat down on the couch, and I got a cup of ice cold water. And I turned off all the lights. I even unplugged the fish aquarium so that it was pitch black in the house. I had on a white robe. I even took that shit off. I got some ice water. I turned on the hallway light so I could make sure that my aim was right. And I doused that nigga with that ice cold water. And I took off running upstairs. That nigga came to life like he was just saved from drowning. And I took off running upstairs. And a couple of days later, he kept telling me about this nightmare that he was having. And once the second time he told me about the nightmare, I had to confess to him that the nightmare was because of what I had done to him when he was sloppy drunk. So, I think that's the pettiest thing I can think of as most recent, the most recent. And that was shit 4 or 5 years ago. I've grown out of some of my pettiest.
Mm. Well, all right. Who's next?
Lauren, tell us about your petty moments.
Oh, gosh. I don't even know if I should say.
Miss Say.
I wouldn't say, like, okay, fuck it. It was a time that I was with this dude, and he had got mad because I didn't want to give him none. But he enjoyed giving head. At the time, I was so high. I went to IHOP. I knocked off a whole bunch of food. I had the munchies really bad. So he's like,
I feel like I knew when he was gone. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And he was giving me some head. And I actually put it in his mouth. But I think that was the most pettiest thing that I ever did.
Is that why you tell me?
Bitch, what is your sign? What is your sign?
Aries.
That motherfucker.
She's telling people to suck parts out of her ass because she's accustomed to it, apparently.
Of course it wasn't perfect.
That's not petty. Aries are the least pettiest people on the fucking planet. So you don't even know what the definition of petty is. No, bitch. That was like the most embarrassing moment that you just told.
No, we can get petty.
I don't think you know the definition because you just described embarrassing.
Like, I mean, to me,
you have control over your flagellants?
Yeah, bitch, we talking about petty. Now, if you was like, I knew I had the fart, and that dude had made me real mad and shit, and so I waited till he was giving me head, and then I farted on him, then that would have made it a petty moment. But that ain't what the fuck you said, bitch. So you need to try again.
Go.
We gonna double back.
Because that's not the most embarrassing moment we know.
So it's not,
but I'm just trying to think of something off the top of my head.
My most pettiest moment was when I left Houston. Mm-hmm. And that was such a horrible relationship with CR. And I cut the buttons off his shirt, the heels out of his socks, the elbows out of his shirts.
Damn.
The crotch out of his pants. I just loosened.
How much time? This is a day, a work day?
Just days. So I'm sure he didn't notice until after I had gotten back. His shit that he took to the cleaners, it was still in plastic. He hadn't even worn it to work yet. So I'm sure after I was in Oklahoma, after they had brought me to Oklahoma, dropped me off, I'm sure after he got home and tried to wear anything that got back from the cleaners, it was all fucked up. I took everything. I intentionally left like maybe 4 squares of toilet paper on the roll. I took everything but the motherfucking ice trays. All the food I bought, everything I couldn't take, I gave that shit away.
He deserved that, though. So
I left. Yes, he did. I left literally like nothing. Mm.
Damn.
I forgot to take those motherfuckers' windshields. That's what I should have did.
Windshield wipers?
Yes. She likes to take them. Yes.
Brian hadn't put us up on that yet. We didn't know about that. We wasn't up on that yet.
Yeah.
I wish I would have known that shit then, so I would have took that shit.
I don't think I've done anything petty to an ex.
Keep living.
She's an Aries, so they be born. They relationships be born anyway. They break up and don't even. They wake up one day and be like, "Oh, we just broke up. Like, why? I don't know."
To clarify the question, because I was actually, is it petty after they're an ex? Because my story was like, he's an ex now, but the story was while we were together.
No, I mean, just period to an ex. It could be now, present, and past. Just some petty ass shit you did, like the pettiest shit. The pettiest shit I ever did was know that you fucked me over emotionally. Like, no, I knew you fucked me over emotionally, and I had no other way to get back at you. Like, no other way. Except to hit you where it hurts men the most. In the pockets.
The wallet.
And it won't. So, since he hurt me emotionally, I made sure to hurt him financially. So when he was at his lowest of his low, brokest of his broke, I watched him just sink.
Watched him sink? You didn't help? You didn't add to the sinking?
Nope. No. That was the pettiest and the most hurtful thing. And it really took a lot for me emotionally to be able to go through with it. I literally had to continuously talk myself into sticking with it and seeing it out.
Not reaching out, not helping, not offering help.
Yeah, because that's not in my character, but I had to make...
I was going to say, that was hard for you.
I had to give him what I was feeling. The only way I know he would feel it.
I remember a time, I'm not going to say who I was with, but I remember a time that I had went somewhere with somebody, and this thing involved a Snicker bar and some Skittles and a gas tank.
I was gonna go even deeper. I knew you was gonna bring up that, but I'm gonna take it back to prank phone calls.
Oh, okay.
Me and Anthony used to do. We did some. One person we got so good. He wasn't an ex. He was an enemy. He became an enemy because he had never had the chance to become an ex because I wouldn't fuck with him.
Mm-hmm.
So he was one of them niggas that's mad because they won't fuck with you. So every time I saw him, he really he tried to start some shit, pick a fight, whatever. So we had an altercation at whole races back in the day. And even this story is back in the day. But prior to this story I'm about to tell y'all, or we're about to tell y'all, our physical altercation was probably, what, 5 years prior to that?
Yeah.
So, on one of them three-man nights, I think, I'm sure, we got bored after drinking all that beer and decided to fuck with people. And this particular person's name came up. I don't even know how we had his phone number. Maybe we just still had it from when we were
having the time.
So Ebony calls him and pretends to be, that she met him somewhere, and he didn't remember. It's funny how you can convince somebody that if this really happened, even though they know in their mind it never happened. Like, I don't remember meeting you. You sure where we meet at? She convinced him that she met him, and they were going to meet for lunch at Bahama Breeze.
Bahama Breeze. On the lake.
That's how long ago this was.
On exactly. The lake.
The lake. So we set up this, or she, what was your name? Shonda, Kim, something? I don't even
remember. Shit, it was some alias I used.
Shonda or something. Shalonda, something like that. But anyway, so they set up the date for this particular time at Bahamas. So Abby and I go and get there early and sit at the bar and having drinks because this person is supposed to be meeting this other person at the bar. Mm-hmm. So we go and we sitting there and we just doing our thing, and lo and behold, he walks in.
Sits at the bar right next to me.
He sees me, he sees us, and you know, like I said, we have history, so he don't even acknowledge that. He sits, and of course, we had to make sure we had all turned all the ringers off because I mean, damn, that would
he must be calling Shalonda or somebody, whoever set up the date.
But yeah. So he came in, he sat there, and after waiting for so long, he started texting and calling her. But of course, she's sitting right next to him the whole time.
Oh, dang.
We could see him go from excited nervousness to like just anger and just like that shit was so hilarious. Oh, to be 20 something again.
Man,
this was so funny. I've never been petty to like an ex or nothing. Now, family and friends, I've done it.
Friends, not ex.
I think the pettiest thing that I did is when, not gonna say no names, had pissed me off to the highest levels, and I took that his toothbrush and I cleaned the whole bathroom with it to put it.
Well, I know who this was. I think was this TB.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Was this before your dad died?
Yes.
I think I heard this story.
Yes.
That's when you lived in the house, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, I remember so this mad. Story.
I was so mad. I said, oh, so this is what you're going to do? All right.
Get your upside down. What are you doing? Stop messing with stuff. Shit.
I'm trying to plug my phone up.
She didn't hit the blunt.
This is going to be the longest fucking show ever. Listeners, we apologize up front. We know what we did when we created this today. Just bear with us, please. Just bear with us.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You had me messed up that day?
Lauren, I did that not to an ex, but to an ex that I was still fucking with because, nigga, you cheated on me and this is the bitch you with. And so I was over there one time and all her shit was over there and her toothbrush was there. And I took her toothbrush and cleaned the shit out of his toilet with it and kindly put it back in the toothbrush holder.
Oh, no, I'm not even...
I would never leave my toothbrush at a guy's house.
No, this was in the 90s.
I don't give a fuck. You don't ever leave. That's some shit your mama tell you. Don't leave your drawers or your toothbrush at no dude's house.
And make that present known. That be bitches trying to be cute to make their presence known. Well, while you making your presence known, taste this shit.
Bitch, my presence is me being there when your ass pop up. That's my presence. I don't need to leave no fucking shit at your motherfucking house.
Everybody ain't as mature as you, sweetheart.
Shit.
That's true.
I'm not bitch, hi, I'm here. What are you doing here? Hi. You're interrupting movie night. Hello.
All right, Tasha. I mean, Shari, what topic are we getting into tonight?
Before we get into any topic, we need to shame a motherfucker.
Okay.
So tonight we are shaming a priest. Now, I know you guys are probably thinking, we're shaming this priest because they probably fucked with someone's child.
Don't say we. You shaming a priest.
You're all fucking wrong. That's not even why we're shaming them. We're not shaming them because of that. We shaming this motherfucker for having a motherfucking threesome on the altar with two dominatrix. That's why we shaming this motherfucker.
What?
Wow. Clutch y'all pearls, bitches. Clutch your motherfucking pearls. Clutch them.
He's good and freaky.
I'm like a deer in headlights right now. I'm not
Wow.
This is a Louisiana. This is a priest. He's in Louisiana. And he was arrested for having sex with two women who were dressed in corsets and high heel boots on the altar. It was sex toys sitting on the altar, on the stage. Cell phones mounted on the tripod so he could record his freaky activities on the altar. What a lord.
But why was he arrested, though?
He's desecrating the Christianity sanctity of the church.
No, oh, desecrating the church.
Yeah.
I understand now.
I mean, he's Catholic. The church is not even... The church is no longer a holy, sacred ground.
You know what? I'm not even going to shame him. Because he's just a freak. And he couldn't hold it in. And he was like, you know what? I want to get...
That ain't no holding it in. That motherfucker planned that shit. That ain't no holding in. This ain't no...
Why ain't no spare the moment shit.
He planned that shit on the altar. They had sex toys spread out on the altar.
You can't have church anywhere.
Listen.
And you can fuck anywhere too.
When the Lord said he was coming back, and he was going to gather all his people. That could have been the altar that he chose to come back and gather his people at. But now he can't because you done desecrated it with your nasty, fetish self.
But he could.
That altar there. That there.
Baby's supposed to get baptized there and shit.
He just decided to record his desecration, secretion, and secretions and all that.
This and do y'all want to see him? I know y'all don't want to play guess what race he is.
I know he's black. I think he's black because it was in Louisiana.
Of course he's black.
Oh snap!
I don't know why I said that. You said he was you didn't Catholic. Say Christian, you said Catholic.
Yeah, she did say Catholic.
For some reason,
in my head, I just see all black folks in Louisiana, all parts of Louisiana.
So, here's girl number one.
Ooh, she looks like Satan all
up and
through her.
I don't even want to watch that on Triple H videos. We're going to go ahead and go to the next.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't have a picture of the other chick on this one. I didn't save it.
But it's so crazy that what makes people be like, yesterday you wasn't thinking that, but today you like, let's do this shit.
Right. They have probably already thinking that shit.
That shit was completely planned out.
Yeah. You just don't. Yeah, that shit was planned, absolutely.
Did y'all take that shot? Because I didn't.
What?
Did y'all
take that shot?
I did.
Bitch, I've been down.
Bitch, I don't know what you've been doing over there. I've been trying to figure out what you got going over there for an hour now.
You got six shots behind.
That bitch over there having photo shoots, flipping people off.
I ain't had no photo shoots over here. I don't be doing all that, Chad.
I don't know what the fuck you got going on over there.
I'm trying to get this phone plugged in because I got 26%. And
Oh, that's what you was doing?
I was trying to get the cord.
Oh, that's why
it was upside down.
Yeah. I had to figure it out. It's figured out now, y'all.
That bitch was stressing me out.
Bitch, take another shot then. Eat something. Eat an edible or something. Don't get stressed. Don't be stressed. It ain't that deep.
I'm trying to pull it up. So y'all entertain yourself while I was trying to pull up.
I got a plug. So this red lipstick that I'm wearing, it is a matte lipstick, and it is by I'm Her Cosmetics. My daughter-in-law, Tia Smith, you can find her on Facebook and Instagram. It's a beautiful thing. Doesn't come off. She calls it a matte lipstick, but it's almost like a stain. Mwah, mwah. Nothing.
Is that the stuff that you was talking about, Ebony? Your lip balm?
Yes. Yeah.
Amazing. Yes. So that's what I'm wearing.
I need a chocolate. Tell her I need a chocolate cover.
So you get this from your local store.
You need to stop using it.
Did she just put her hand like she was doing a fucking YouTube video?
Some fucking Carmex. If you don't shut the fuck up.
Little turtle. You better get yourself together, little turtle.
Did you work tonight?
Not bitter, not broken, just torn. Love it.
Thank you. Torn Couture Clothing. My brand.
I can't wait to pick up my items when I get to town.
Handmade earrings. I love to work with denim and hardware. Whips, chains, screws. All that good stuff. Not whips, chains, screws.
I'm about to say, now we got to
She said whips and chains. She likes right. whips and chains.
Y'all heard her correctly.
All right. So you guys know who Sukihana is, right?
Isn't that the girl from Love and Hip Hop?
I don't know if she was on Love and Hip Hop, but she hang out with all of them. She basically had made a video on Twitter because there's a lot of bitches that was out there that was talking shit about her and basically, you know, saying she was thirsty because she was over here getting money from dudes and, you know, talking real shit about her being a scammer, all this shit, and get all this money from dudes. So she basically clapped back and was like, you bitches is just mad because at the end of the day, y'all giving up pussy and still coming home and paying y'all own motherfucking bills. Well, I'm not paying no bills. I have all the money and I did give up some pussy. So the topic today is fucking for a fee or are you fucking for free?
Well, I ain't fucking nothing but me. We did that.
But no.
It's a fee for me. It's a fee.
$2.
And, you know, this is going to come off kind of cliche. It kind of is. But to a certain degree, unless you fucking on a one-night stand for free, you kind of fucking for a fee anyway. When motherfuckers take you out and all that, in their mind, they are considering that they're paying for something.
Yeah, that's a pussy investment.
Dinner, you know what I'm saying? So,
are there situations that you really say if it's a dude that you're not interested in?
My homegirl got a shirt and it said, get your knees dirty. And really, you know, When the statement was made, it was made because it was something, a conversation she had with her mother, and she was kind of just giving advice to the people, like, what would you say to the people if you had one word of advice? And she was like, get your knees dirty, and that meant get on your knees and But in all essence, you could, that's, it's a play on words, and, you know, get your knees dirty by any means necessary. Whatever that means to you, get your hustle on. And so if that means pussy for money in your world, then that's what you do. You know, that, get your knees dirty. Literally, figuratively, however you want to do that, you know. But, you know, and I just had to use that as an example because my mind took me there. But, I mean, it's to each his own. But, you know,
I'm like this. I'm like, if you are saying something.
Way, before we had that game, I know that we were very promiscuous in the 20s and whatnot. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. As a grown woman, I'm married now, but before I was married, I guess I just kind of had the belief, like, you should never be, like, going broke or being hungry or being something like that if you seeing somebody. That somebody should be taking care of you. You should not just be fucking that nigga for free. If he see you down and out, he should be willing to help you without you having to ask for it.
Yep.
So, totally. Just a one-night stand, I mean, whatever, blase, nah. But if you seeing me and you going to just sit and watch me struggle, nigga, fuck you. I'm going to go somewhere else that a nigga's probably going to help me. And I don't have to do shit for him or to him. He's just going to help me because he's one of them type of dudes.
Okay.
So.
I feel like when you're 25 and younger, you fucking for free.
For free.
Because you don't know no better yet.
Hell no.
But I feel like after that, you fucking for a fee, you fucking for some rent, you fucking for some bills paid, you fucking for some clothes, you fucking for some pets, you fucking for some nails, you fucking for them kids, you fucking for everything, you fucking for life, bitch. So basically what I'm saying is motherfuckers was just fucking, you fucking for all kinds of shit, everything. You fucking for all kinds of shit. You know what I'm saying? So, it's definitely for a fucking fee. I don't care what you hoes say. You fucking for a fee.
That's what I think. Movies, dinner, whatever. It is what it is. Whatever. You call it what you want to call it. But at the end of the day, that's what it is.
So, I said it a couple of shows ago. If I was single and I paid for anything and I was a guy, I'm getting that throat. Or I'm getting that
booty hole.
Booty hole.
Or the cooch.
Is that something that's pre-established?
If I was a guy,
you giving up some holes.
Because I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they shared a story. And basically, this guy was texting his homeboy, and he said, like, I didn't flew this bitch out here. She knew what it was, and now she trying to act like she ain't with it. You know what I'm saying? When he flew her wherever. I feel like they might have been even in the island somewhere. I don't really know. Anyway, he flew her out. You know, prior to that, she was talking real freaky and blah, blah, blah. But when she got there, she wasn't feeling him, and she told him she wasn't feeling him. And he texted his boy, and he like, I'm gonna set this bitch up for a massage, and when she go get her massage, I'm gonna change rooms and cancel this bitch flight home.
That's playing,
right? Dude was like, for real, you gonna do that? He was like, straight, and he did, like, he really had her out there. But here's the thing, and it leads to a whole nother subject. So he did exactly what he said. He sent her off, canceled the flight, deleted her, basically blocked her number and all of that shit. So she's somewhere where she don't know nobody, and she don't have her own motherfucking money to get home.
That's the problem.
That's problem number one. Rule number one of traveling with a dude.
Motherfucking money.
Don't never go nowhere without your own fucking money.
Correct. But why had a nigga go out of town with me and not have his own money?
You should have established that. You see, this is the thing. Let me give you a little bit of Vanessa knowledge. So before you
you need to know the situation before you start acknowledging, motherfuckers, because I already knew what it was going to be, and I tried to cancel the nigga. Like, you don't have to go. If you can't afford to go, you don't have to go. But at this point, this nigga then promised so much and delivered so little that he feel like, I have to make this trip happen. And I'm even telling him, I understand that you're trying to make up for what you haven't done, but you don't have, I didn't want him to take the trip. I did not want him to take the trip. So I'm giving you the out. I'm giving you the out. But he is so determined to make this trip. I already got me. I'm going to be good. I'm not going nowhere with nobody without my own shit. So, first thing, the nigga booked a one-way trip. And I understand that it's cheaper to book a one-way and then book a one-way back sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But not the same motherfucking day. This nigga, when I tell you, it was the worst experience ever. But I didn't let him rain on my parade. Hey, figure your shit. I'm going to drop you off. You need to figure your shit out. This motherfucker called me to the lunch. Like, we at the museum, and I'm with my friend and a couple. Yeah, I'm with another couple. I'm at the table because I don't want nothing to eat. I'm not hungry at this point. But you done loaded up a whole motherfucking tray full of cafeteria food and then call me because your motherfucking car won't go through.
Wow.
Again, I will say a Vanessa-ism is that as soon as you picked him up, you already instantly needed gas in your motherfucking car. And you pull up to the gas station, and if he doesn't fucking fill the car up then y'all don't need to go on a trip, whether it's across the street, around the corner, from the east side to the north side. Like, whatever the fuck. You don't fucking need to go nowhere with that motherfucker if you can't even buy a tank.
Little shit like that, motherfuckers will fool you with the little shit because he's filled up the tank. He showed up with flowers. He's brought the gifts.
I ain't talking about previously. I'm talking about today because we going on the trip today.
The trip wasn't planned like that. We didn't even ride to the motherfucking airport together because I wasn't having it. I was going on a motherfucking trip. He was tagging along. That's the way it was set up in my mind. So when that motherfucker's money ran out, guess what? I'm going to drop you off over here and you figure it out, and I'm going to pray that you get home safe.
Where'd y'all go?
What the fuck I need.
Where'd y'all go?
To Melvin's wedding.
Oh, wow.
Where was that?
That was in Richmond, Virginia. And then after the wedding, we were taking the train over to Washington to do the museum's issue. So after the museum, after that first museum where that motherfucker called me to pay for lunch, it was time for him to go. We dropped his ass off and wished him well.
Where y'all dropped him off at?
At the hotel?
Back at the hotel. I think we took him back to the hotel. He called a Lyft. Because when he did book his ticket, he booked it like an hour away from where he was, not even realized. It was, have a good time. And wow.
That ended on a sour note.
It sounded like you didn't even need to be dating him from the start.
I didn't. I wasn't supposed to be dating. I was on a hiatus. That was when I said, God, I was just telling Mr. Ed Gaines about this. I said, the last person I attempted to date was God playing a cruel trick on me.
On that note, we're gonna take on that note, we're gonna take a little break before we get into this game. If you've masturbated to porn,
Hurry up,
bitch. You don't have to take the whole shot. Sip it, bitch. You're going to be toe up. Wait a minute.
Oh, I only want a dribble, but I will just fill it up and take a sip. That's
thank you. I'm talking about Lauren. Okay. She's going to be drunk in 10 seconds. Because you know she was a host in her whole entire life. Anyway.
All right.
You almost made me stand up.
If you've ever licked someone's armpit.
Lit?
Licked.
Licked.
Ew.
You just took a drink.
You nasty.
So you taking one for every auto pitch you didn't lick, didn't you?
If you've ever if you've ever sucked on toes.
Done that.
Ooh, bitch, don't ever drink after me.
Toes is cleaner than some of them dicks you didn't have in your mouth, I can guarantee it. Dicks ain't covered 95% of the time.
Yeah. If you've ever dry humped someone.
Oh, shit.
Shit, that's how I learned how to do it.
I be dry humping my husband all the time. Give me your leg.
I probably dry hump my coworkers or some shit. I don't know.
Oh, I'm like, goodness. I got dry humped in my clothes. I think it was last January. We went on to Oklahoma City. Remember I was telling you about it, Tasha, when we was at race? I mean.
Oh, I was going to say, wasn't me.
No. No. It was a hairdresser we know. I was like, if you don't get out of my booty, she just kept humping my booty. I was like, oh my God. That sounds so violent.
It is a whole wagon that she dragging.
Hey. That's what she said. It's just sitting up like that. I was like, oh God, don't be. Oh God. I love her. She's one of my favorite people.
What color is their hair?
It was short, so I don't know if there was any color in it. The hairstylist, you know, she close with. It's a girl hairstylist that we hang out with. She came to April's.
Okay.
Starts with a C.
I'm there.
Okay. All right.
If you haven't ever had sex in a car.
Is there
a fucking time limit on some of these shit?
Nah, bitch. I mean, in your whole lifespan, have you ever, if you haven't had sex in a car, then you need to drink. If you haven't.
If you haven't, you need to drink. I have.
We're getting a break. Thank God.
Bitch, have I been drinking wrong this whole time?
No. Y'all gotta listen to the questions with your drunk ass.
I was confused.
If your favorite holiday is 420.
Drink if your favorite holiday is 420?
Yep.
Drink, bitch.
Lauren, you better motherfucking drink.
My favorite holiday doesn't work it's in my favor. It's not 420.
My Thanksgiving.
Look.
My favorite holiday is not 420. I enjoy 420, but I've never actually celebrated 420, so I can't call it my favorite holiday.
What about you, bitch? As you light your blunt.
She already said hers was Thanksgiving.
Oh. If you've ever lied to get sex.
Does phone sex count? That's the second story we hadn't told yet.
Oh, sex.
It wasn't for me.
Okay, I'm about to tell you two bitches who didn't drink. If you ever lied, if you ever said, oh, I'm going to be right back, that's a lie. If you ever said, hey, mom, I'm going over here to visit so-and-so, that's a lie.
If you ever fucking lied. Because I'm on my period.
Yep. If you ever lied. That's what I thought, you bitches. Trying to act like you ain't no motherfucking liars.
You said to get sex, bitch, and to not get sex. I lied to not get sex.
Bitch, you done lied for real. You done lied to somebody. You done told somebody your ass was somewhere because you was over there getting the dick on the other side. Bitch, stop playing.
Oh, that's a possibility.
That's a strong possibility.
When you put it like that.
Exactly, bitch. You done lied.
I played everything, bitch. My listening skills is a little down tonight because, you know.
If you've had anal sex.
Oh, shit. back door. Uh-uh. You said love it.
You can't.
Can we make this the next topic?
She said if you love it or if you've had it.
No, if you had it. She said she loves it.
Yeah, I said I love it.
You hung out with Tamika Baker too much, bitch. Ew.
Did you just say her whole government name? Shamika Baker?
She don't care. She'll tell you.
She'll tell you. She tell a nigga, nigga, you got one more hole to hit. You didn't get the right one last time.
Okay.
Anyway, I think she's just all the way gay now. She fucking went.
Yeah, she all the way gay. She all the way gay now.
But I had
how you all the way gay, but you like dudes fucking you in your ass? I don't understand.
She used to when she was fucking with Nikki. She don't know more.
Make it make sense. All right. If you
she feel like it in the ass, motherfuckers got strap on. She just get fucked in the ass by a woman.
Oh, you're killing me.
Right.
I know for a fact because I used to hear it happen across the hall.
If you ever had a bad reputation in high school.
Bad reputation is what? Because I didn't have a reputation. I was a fighter, a brawler. That's shit.
I was a motherfucker. I was a motherfucker OG in high school.
I'm talking about if you was the fucking hoe of the high school.
No.
This is all sexual. We ain't talking about fighting. Everybody know we be fighting.
I probably became the hoe after I left the high school. You know, real shit. Like, when I moved to this city, I went to a certain school. I had a boyfriend. But once I left that school, I was at that school maybe 3 months, like one semester. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't know all the connections and who was connected to who and who was connected to who. So when I left that school, I dated a few guys or fucked a few guys from that school and learned later that they were all connected. You know what I'm saying? They knew, but I didn't know. And, you know, a motherfucker tried to throw the shit in my face later when I wouldn't choose him. But, you know, so in that
I didn't get popular in high school until then.
When I moved to this state, I was, trying to figure it out, trying to figure me out, and I did a lot of fucking. So,
I don't think that my reputation wasn't that I was a hoe. It was that I will fuck with your man. Like, one dude in particular is what gave me the rep. But his girlfriend started that. LP's girlfriend, SP, used to be SB, started that shit. So, I mean, if you want to say she called me hoe because I was fucking her man, then okay. But not because of that. I didn't turn into that.
Of course you were hoe when you fucking say man.
Right.
This bitch was known for habitually fucking people's man. She wasn't just a run of the muck every once in a while, ooh, I accidentally fell on his dick type of chick. This bitch only fucked with dudes that had fucking women.
I knew a chick like that.
That was her. That's the hoe right there that I call my best friend and sister.
Yeah, that was out of spite. I was a different person then. I was a different person then, and that's how I like to get back at people then. So, I mean, but who's being? Only SP, SB, and LP? LP was
bitch,
man.
That is not the only fucking person's man that you fucking slept with. Please don't make me put all your business out on this podcast tonight.
Please. Bring it back to my conscience so I can remember, bitch. I don't remember.
The spinner?
Yeah, but I was a grown ass woman and she talking about in high school.
Oh, okay.
Bitch, all I'ma say is you was pregnant.
I said LP
and that
bitch, that ain't your only pregnancy, bitch, in high school.
And Vicenio. I'll say Vicenio, God rest his soul.
Nope.
Whose man was he?
Nope. No, bitch.
Is this a come to Jesus? Take a shot.
Oh, I had two kids while I was in high school.
Yes, you did have two motherfucking kids in high school. school, bitch.
Look,
thank you, bitch.
Let me make a quick point. Shari, let me make a quick point. Let me make a quick point. You see how you don't remember everything she trying to hold you to? You see how it's possible not to remember some shit?
Right.
unless you playing that same motherfucking game.
No, I really didn't remember. But no, what made me remember, but just because somebody has kids in high school doesn't make them a hoe. It just makes them not know what the fuck they're doing. They just
But what about
people.
If they have two kids in high school?
That still don't make them a hoe, bitch. You had a kid in high school?
I said two. Huh? I said two. You said two.
You had a kid in high school. Bitch, how old was you that had your kid?
Bitch, you just said... Wait a minute. I'm just saying from what you said. Calm down. I'm just saying from what you said. Calm down. Calm it down.
Yeah, but I'm saying that doesn't make somebody a hoe.
No, I never said that you having kids in high school. I never said that you having kids in high school made you a hoe. I said you sleeping with people's men. My clue to you was you were pregnant. It didn't have nothing to do with me saying you were a hoe. You was pregnant.
Yeah,
and that was somebody else's man that you was in the swimming pool fucking pregnant. Since you don't want to act like you know what the fuck I'm talking about,
give it to him, baby. Give it to him. Oh, you remember him?
And you heard me.
Swimming pool.
You heard me motherfucking say MB. I included MB, but
who is MB?
That's her name, ain't it? Ain't that her name? MB.
But that wasn't okay. Yeah, but that hey, you know what? You right. But you fucked two people, man. Cause that was
wasn't a man. He wasn't a man. He wasn't. No,
that was MW's man too. She fucked two of my friends, man. That was sharing the same man that didn't know they was having the same man. So I have three friends that fucked the same man.
Let me just put it out there. Three of Shari's friends.
Everybody. You that can't kill community dick as somebody's man. Come on.
That's what I'm saying.
Shut up. She didn't like neither one of them hoes, so she slept with him on purpose because she didn't like either one of the hoes. Come on now.
That is shit Ebony would do. That is some shit she would do. So, I mean, you know.
And if I was married, I'd probably still be doing that shit to people.
Well, come on now.
I just remembered a night after a comedy show.
Before he got married?
They're not married.
A night after a comedy show? Who was the comedian?
Y'all fucking bitches got some
bitch, we're out. Supposed to be playing the game. We ain't doing this.
I think it was
If you have a fetish,
it was DC Curry.
Please drink.
DC Curry.
If you have a fetish...
I almost had DC Curry that
That's
night.
Nasty. If you have a fetish, please drink. If you have a fetish.
Do I have a fetish?
I don't think I have a fetish. If you know a bitch, since you seem to have got them thing else, let me motherfucking know. I don't think I have a fetish.
I got a fetish. I can't fuck broke dick.
Really, nigga?
Broke dick make me soft.
That's not a fetish.
I was just playing,
that's
bitch. I was. It was a that's joke. A oh my gosh, it was so a joke. You bitches are some lame-os tonight.
Now, y'all bitches is talking about all y'all's fucking high school memories like I can't relate to this bullshit. The fuck? I'm just sitting here playing.
These two bitches arguing back and forth about they high school loves.
You got into the conversation.
I didn't even talk about nobody that I love. What are y'all talking about? Anyway.
Well, thank you for saying it like that, Shari, because the way she was making it seem
always interrupt people.
Not at all. We embrace you guys.
Called her Methodite. Yes. I did not say you were her Methodite. I did not say you were hermaphrodite. You said you wanted to talk about what we were talking about earlier.
She just has a very enlarged clit. Some people have really small clits. Some people have clits that you have to do a lot of work to find. You don't have to do a lot of work to find hers. It's right there. It's suckable and lickable. It's all of the abodes.
You got an open wide.
It's in the back home. It's all the bowls, you know what I'm saying? Instead of just, you know, licking like this, you might have to go. You might have to, because you, you might have to.
Put your mouth on.
You might have to, you know what I'm saying? You can't go. You might have to. You might have to do a little extra. You know, she cleaned her foreskin earlier. We made sure before the show started.
Willie got something to say.
Her name's Lil Turtle. Her name is Lil Turtle.
The fact that I said, hold on, the fact that I said, let's have conversations like we was having earlier, and this is the first topic that y'all dirtbag ass bitches went to.
I'm sorry, Lauren. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
Rob's wife said that.
Forgive me for I not know what I say it.
So wait, so this is going on YouTube. So all you motherfuckers know that I got a fat
coochie. Okay, so if you guys want to
She has a fat pussy and she has a fat clit.
If you guys want an opportunity to see Lauren's ding dong, ding dong, dial 912-434-1414. That's 912-434-1414, and we'll get those pics up ASAP. If you want to see
doorbell. This is the Ring doorbell. I'm about to see you.
You better not. You better not, bitch. Not today. Y'all have demolished the game. The game is over, Ebony. Ebony, I'm going to need you to go ahead and do a say my name, say my motherfucking name.
Okay, but let me ask y'all a question.
Okay, wait a minute, okay.
So, because Tasha had hit a subject that I wanted to bring up. What is the worst trip, like going out of town, what is the worst trip that you ever took?
With a dude?
Bitch, does this have to do with sex?
No. Not like, so like for me, like, yeah, it do. That's what I'm trying to get
I'm
to.
I'm saying with a dude or with your friends?
Cut it out. We only talk about sex in this show. We don't care about no whack ass trips.
Bitch, I'm talking about sex.
Well, say that.
Damn, calm down, Oprah.
Shit. I'm getting down to the committee schmitties.
Okay, so that's the rock that kicked in, y'all.
What's a committee schmitty?
Okay, let's hear it. Get to it.
Okay, so for me, I'm just going to say for me, for instance, I had went out of town, and my homegirl was just like, all right, we about to go to town, we about to go to Missouri, we about to meet up with these dudes, blah, 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 we're going to have fun. I'm like, okay, you know, let's go do this. Get down to Missouri, and it's a girl that's staying in the house, but it's like all these niggas that's coming in and out. And she was like, we're going to stay the night here. And I'm like, what? I thought we were supposed to be going to get a hotel. Come to find out, like, she was a whole prostitute, had mirrors on her ceiling, mirrors on the back of the wall. And this is like, she got a queen-size bed, huh?
So did you make some money when you was there? Because if you didn't make no money while you was there, then you ain't doing shit right.
Huh. I ain't trying to grow. Listen, I don't know nothing about no Kansas, no Missouri. I'm not trying to go down there. I thought we was going down
you
there.
You was going there to go fuck some niggas, so you might as well got paid to fuck them niggas when you was there. I don't understand.
No, it wasn't to go down there to fuck no niggas. It was to go down there, you know, shit, though.
It sounds like she had your pussy up for sale and you didn't even know it.
No, that's literally what it was. Literally what it was. I mean, she had the X pills ready, and I'm like,
she called everybody and was like, I got these new hoes. I'm bringing them down there. The pussy is tight and right. Come and get it.
I mean,
if we ask the question right now, if you've ever been pimped out, take a drink. Bitch, you better take a drink. You've been pimped out, bitch.
Hell no. I could never. A pussy hoe could never.
Bitch, yeah, your pussy hoe ass got pimped out. It's okay.
Okay, y'all ready?
Oh, no. We ready.
Go ahead, sorry. Go ahead.
Say my name.
Okay, y'all, this is a doozy. New crew. My boyfriend always wants to finger me. I don't have a problem with him fingering me. The issue is that his fingernails are always dirty. He never wants to wash his hands before. How can I get him to wash his hands before he... Oh, and clip his fingernails before he fingers me? Sincerely, Deborah.
Find a new man. That's
First of all, a dude...
never want to wash his hands.
I mean, that should be, like, if he's working a job, as soon as he gets off work, he needs to immediately go wash his hands. So I don't even understand how you letting him in the door without washing his hands, and then he's putting his dirty ass, nasty ass, disgusting ass, coronavirus ass hands on your fucking pussy.
Up here. Ugh.
And then he got
Gensu
knife ass motherfucking fingernails.
That is disgusting.
That is disgusting. He got long, dirty, nasty fingernails.
So he done chopped liver your pussy.
Why would you want somebody got long fingernails butchering up your pussy anyways? I need them cut all the way down.
What you got to say, Tasha? She holding up a church finger.
She said he never wants to wash his hands or cut his fingers before he fingers me.
I hope he don't want to cut his fingernails,
whatever the fuck. She's saying that he never wants to before he does. Like, has she made that a fucking requirement? Or saying,
should that have to be a requirement?
Was it before he does, or before? Just he doesn't want to do it. Period.
I mean, y'all get asking details that's not in the damn letter. I mean, yeah, I mean, you just gotta go off of what was said.
Fingernails. His fingernails are dirty. She's cleaning his face.
You can't do shit for me with dirty fingernails. You can't touch me. You can't hand me a motherfucking beer, a bottle of water. You can't hug me. You can't do shit to me with no dirty ass motherfucking fingernails, let alone put your hand in my pussy. No.
That is so disgusting.
So, no.
Throw the whole dude in the trash and his fingernails. Throw them away.
And throw your motherfucking self in the trash. To even write that shit, you gotta have some motherfucking requirements.
That was the most disgusting shit ever.
Dirty motherfucking fingernails ain't one of them.
Any woman that don't take.
And how old are they?
Are we fucking in high school? You nasty.
We're fucking in high school and middle school, not fucking as adults.
Not old enough to be able to post.
Okay, I've heard enough from the peanut gallery, and I absolutely agree with you bitches. There is no way that you and your dirty ass fingers are going to get anywhere near this, or this. You just got to wash your fucking hands. I'm surprised you don't have the fucking coronavirus. I'm positive you need to go get tested for the coronavirus, for dirty fingernails virus, for tapeworms, for fucking earthworms, for fucking ringworms. Bitch, everything's wrong with you. I'm tired of y'all writing me asking questions about these dirty ass dick niggas, dirty fingernail niggas, niggas that don't want to. I'm tired. I don't have the energy to waste on somebody. You know you need to tell that motherfucker to wash his hands. Why I got to tell you to tell him to wash his hands? Why are we having this discussion, bitch? I ain't got time for you. Somebody else write in, please. Deborah, you're exhausting me. You're killing me, baby. You're killing me.
What'd you say, Tasha?
Put that nigga in the motherfucking tub. Clean his nails and damn self.
First of all, I'm not putting a grown ass man in a bathtub. You a grown, a whole grown ass man. I'm not sticking you anywhere.
A bitch that's writing that kind of letter, hello ma'am, I'm sorry, all I'm saying is the bitch that's writing that letter don't think like we think.
She clearly not leaving him.
So you gotta write she that kind of motherfucking letter. Ask
this me. Bitch wanted advice how to get him.
Hello.
This bitch ain't going nowhere. His dick is immaculate.
With dirty fingers.
Yes.
His
dick is immaculate. She needs help. She needs real strong ass advice on how to get this man with this awesomely great dick. To and fucking wash his hands.
If you don't let the nigga touch the pussy, if you don't let him finger you, take initiative and wash his motherfucking hands yourself. If you don't just continue to let him
bitch,
motherfucker
use,
with dirty motherfucking
use
fingers.
Use dental dam. Use dental dam.
You know what? It is something so intimate.
Pussy is important.
It is so intimate and sexy about within cleaning and washing your man's hands. It's such an intimate time where you can clean his fingernails and y'all can talk about just random shit. And it's such a sexy time. So maybe you can incorporate that with cleaning his nails and stuff. And then y'all can, that can be like foreplay.
I am sorry. There's nothing fucking sexy or intimate about cleaning the nasty gook out of somebody's motherfucking fingernails. You're a grown ass motherfucking man. I'm not cleaning your fucking fingernails. I'm not cleaning your toes. Nigga, I will wash your ass just to be funny with you because you don't like nobody touching your ass in the shower. But I'm not cleaning your motherfucking fingernails.
Wash your pink hair out of hair bombs, bitch.
What?
She'll pick pus.
You know, the hair bumps out of fucking motherfucking chin, chin, chin. What, but you want clean fingernails?
Yeah, bitch, but did you just tell my business? Did you just tell my business?
She like
bitch, pussy. I don't do that as an intimacy
like
thing. I don't pick hair bumps for intimacy. I pick hair bumps because you with me and I don't need you looking like Bumpy Johnson when we walking around the motherfucking street. Bitch, that don't bring me pleasure, bitch. That helps me motherfucking look better. You my motherfucking goddamn accessory over here.
Tasha drunk as fuck. We can't listen to both of y'all talking.
Shit.
Some people like pus and some people like jam.
Tasha, shut your drunk ass up. Shit clean.
I'm reclaiming my time. I said what I fucking said, and that is all.
So When I reclaim my time, do I need to light a cigarette when I need to reclaim my time?
Do 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 do. Fun facts.
Bitch, I ain't got no motherfucking fun facts. I'm over here exhausted from the foolishness and mayhem that you have just spewed out your mouth. But I will say this. It is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Is this the end of the show?
Right. I'm ready to go to bed.
Bitch, are you saying goodnight? You guys? You sweat
it
at your mangs.
It is Breast Cancer Awareness Night. Many of our listeners don't know, but our mother is a breast cancer survivor. And I also have two aunts on my father's side that are breast cancer survivors. So we do want to make sure that on this week of, what's this, the third week of October, that we acknowledge the breast. All right. So, in honor of the breast, today, well, Tuesday, the 13th, was National No Bra Day. That means that ladies, you need to take the bras off and do some self-examinations. Or just take your motherfucking bra off. Do whatever you need. You know what? Everybody, take your motherfucking bra off. And all the other day. Just take these motherfucking bras.
Look, I'm going to have to walk off.
No. No, unless you got on a onesie, take the motherfucker off. Just take the bra off. Take it off. Take it off.
Let me see if I can do it.
Take the bra off. Fuck it. Take it off.
Let me see if I can.
Hang that shit. Let me see that shit. Let me see that shit.
Parenting infomercial.
Wait, what, this bitch going to find a bra? I don't understand.
She going to piss.
She got she a pee? I can't. Yeah. I can't do this.
She said parenting commercial.
All right, there we go.
This is some foolishness and mayhem.
This show, y'all, callers, our listeners, I just want y'all to know that this show has been a bunch of bullshit. And I just want to
bitch,
say.
Bitch, English, bitch. What do you want to fucking do?
It's all right, come here. Whoop your ass.
I just want you to speak English. Shit.
What is it? Where you at? Why you?
I just want to say that we appreciate you for following us and sharing our posts and retweeting our posts and all that. So thanks a lot for just
bitch, we not done yet.
For supporting this shenanigans.
I'm glad you got nice hair up under there though. I'm glad you got nice hair up under there.
Supporting the shenanigans. Because this show has completely come off the rails. We're off the train tracks. Bitch, the train has the rails.
I'm gonna need you to give us a real going out though, a real outing.
No.
But wait, before you do that, Tasha has elected to show the women how to do a self-examination, breast examination.
Oh, I didn't know it was a class. Jesus. Okay.
You should have put on a tank top.
Mm-mm. You can't see. But you would want to start and just go in a circular motion, starting on the outside of your breast. And fill in for any abnormal lumps or anything. Work your way inside. Work, just continue to go in a circular motion. Fill in for any lumps. I will say this. If you find a lump, go for a mammogram. Do not go into the doctor and tell them that you found a lump because your insurance will not pay for it.
That shit was in slow motion for a second. It was like, you just go to the center of the breast. That shit was in slow motion.
I was wondering, like, what the fuck y'all laughing at when I'm trying to have a serious moment?
I'm sorry, but I was laughing at Lauren that was over there making out with her own titty.
That's my stuff.
Hold on, y'all. Come on.
help us.
Okay. Lord.
We can't even get breast cancer awareness right.
Like, seriously.
How can we be serious if we drunk?
Okay, well, I'm done.
No, be serious. Yeah, no.
It's called self-control.
Bitches, listen, listeners, if you are listening to this podcast, please go YouTube a video, ask the doctor how to do a self-examination, because this is some fucking foolishness and mayhem, and you're never going to learn how to properly do it today, and she's still taking a shot. You know what I'm saying? So, Ebony, let's take us out. And then after you take us out.
You trying to put that shit on me?
She froze.
And after you take us out, then we'll start the after show. But go ahead, Ebony, and take us out.
Yo, I got to close the show.
Tasha, pause your feelings for a minute. Pause them for a minute.
I got to close the show. Hold on. I got to close the show. Follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. You can email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That is naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. Or leave us a message at 912-434-1414. That's 912-434-1414. We welcome the feedback, the comments, show ideas, and advice. You absolutely know how I love your advice requests, so keep them coming. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, Overcast, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Make sure you subscribe, rate, leave a review, and select the notification button so that you know every time we drop a new episode. Now, if you're looking for Naturally Unbothered merch, please www.naturallyunbothered.com and click the merch link. So, I need y'all bitches to tell your whole-ass friends so that they can tell their whole-ass friends that they can tell their whole-ass friends to tune in to Naturally Unbothered.
All right. So, these are our whole-ass friends, and we told them, so now they're listening to Naturally Unbothered. So, until next time, guys,
toodles.
You guys have a great, glorious, and sex-filled no bra. Check them shits the right way before you end up with breast cancer doing the way she told you to do it. Until next time, this has been another great episode of Naturally Unbothered. Fuck you too, Tasha.
So what y'all doing is y'all fucking niggas. Y'all giving that pussy out. Y'all sucking dick, fucking, licking assholes all the time. I don't know what you do, sis. But you're saying because you independent, you don't want nobody to help you. So you sucking and fucking niggas, and then you go home and pay your own bills. Who said? What? Hold up, cuz. I'm trying to add this up. Cause hold up. Wait. So let me run it back. So this is what y'all doing. So because you independent, you said you independent and you don't need a nigga for shit, which is wrong, but that's what you said. So you fuck niggas. You suck niggas. You lick balls. You swallow nut. You lick ass. You give him your time. You give him your company. You give him your conversation. And then you go home and you pay your own bills? Hold up. Cause what? 1 + 1 = what? Cool. So wait, hold up. So what you say, you getting fucked. You getting fucked. And because you make your own money, you don't. So you let niggas fuck you for free. So you let niggas fuck you for free. That was self-respect. Is that what self-respect is? Cause what is self-respect? What is self-respect? Cause all your hoes is fucking. All your hoes is fucking. All your hoes done fucked. All your hoes is getting fucked. So what was self-respect? Cause ain't none of y'all married. Cause we gonna take it back to the Bible where they say you can't fuck out of wedlock or have babies out of wedlock. Bitch, we all baby moms. We all done got fucked. So wait. Cause now I'm starting to think that it's just a manipulation tactic to make yourself feel like you better than the next bitch. That's what it's starting to sound like to me. Cause bitch, you getting fucked too. You getting fucked in your coochie, your ass in your throat. And you put other women down because they tax niggas. Not because they prostitute them, because they brag about making a nigga cut a check. She never said she was a prostitute, but she said she bragging about a nigga cutting a check because niggas do cut a check on her because she ain't scared to ask. But you feel like you too good to ask. And that's why you paying your own bills.